Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're up, and you can use that increased value to get smart cash now. Smart cash is the new equity in your home. Stop paying 18% credit card interest. Pay off those cards with smart cash.
Rates are still in the twos, and we'll get you qualified within minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD or get approved online with our Zipline mortgage.
We take all the risk. We don't even ask for your credit card. You pay nothing out of pocket. And if we don't close your loan, we'll pay for your appraisal.
Visit GoldenOakLending.com or call 314-567-GOLD. 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
The remote is on the love seat, and you, my friend, are in your recliner. And this sappy chick flick has got to go. But that means you've got to pull yourself up off the chair, make that long hike across the room, and maybe a nap is in order.
If this sounds like your evening, it's time to take your life back. Call U.S. Men's Medical Center and get back the energy you had 10 years ago. After age 30, testosterone drops 1 to 3% every year. No wonder you feel like a sloth. U.S. Men's Medical Center can help boost your energy level, mental acuity, sex drive, even your overall mood. Unlike many providers, U.S. Men's Medical Center accepts all insurance, including Medicare. You've got nothing to lose but fatigue and irritability. Call U.S. Men's Medical Center today in St. Peter's on Jungerman Road. USmensMedicalCenter.com. When you're tired of being tired, call 636-244-5333. 244-5333.
As we start the new year, all of us at Diamonds Direct just want to say thank you. 2019 exceeded all of our expectations, as so many people here became not just our customers, but our family. We thank you for your support, your confidence, your trust, and as we enter 2020, we reaffirm our commitment to you to provide an unparalleled shopping experience with an even larger selection, even better value, stronger warranties, but most importantly, an even stronger resolve to exceed your expectations. Diamonds Direct, the only jewelry store in America with a 60-year history in the diamond industry, worldwide connections, a vast network of diamond cutters, unsurpassed buying power, and the nation's largest and most experienced staff of true diamond experts. If you're getting engaged or celebrating a milestone in 2020, we invite you to see how this remarkable combination can benefit you. Diamonds Direct wants 2020 to be your year, filled with optimism, dreams, accomplishments, and most importantly, love. Get store hours and directions and shop anytime at DiamondsDirect.com.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Show, brought to you by An Olive Ovation, your source for distinctive gifts for businesses and special events. Extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars with your logo and personal message will be noticed and enjoyed by everyone. Stop by 8829 Ladue Road to see all the possibilities.
Mark Cox. Talk lines are open now at 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Our country's been tied up with this hoax from the day I came down the escalator. We've been fighting it. I've been fighting it from the day I've been elected. I would say probably long before. It could be long before I came down the escalator. That some people have said that, which is hard to believe.
On the right, joining us this morning, Stacey Washington. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm just living my life in the age of impeachment.
So you, like me, you spent, 18 hours yesterday glued to the TV watching every breath taken, right?
No.
No, me neither.
No, I didn't. Now, I did watch little snippets of it, and I did try to stay abreast of it, but it is just too much for me to handle. And I don't mean it because it's so consequential or because I think there's this huge bombshell that has broken open or is about to. It's just too much for me to handle that they're wasting my taxpayer dollars this way. We're getting close to tax time. You know, we're in tax season. And this is always kind of a tough time of year for me because I think a lot of the money that we work for the first 3 or 4 months of the year to pay to our federal government is wasted. And I also think a lot of people aren't held accountable for that. I know you might have seen that there's this huge lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court refused to give immunity to the knuckleheads in Flint, Michigan, who switched the water supply from Lake Huron to the river. And the river caused lead to leach from the pipes, and people got sick, and it's just been an awful tragedy. And then taxpayers across the country gave $400,000 for them to fix the problem, and they used a huge chunk of that money to organize basketball leagues. And so this is just one example of many that you know, taxpayer dollars are wasted. Even extra taxpayer dollars that are spent are wasted, and no one's ever held accountable. We don't see people going to jail or getting the death penalty for the lives that were lost in the fires that are connected to PG&E out in California. Environmentalists never have to pay the price for the fact that most of our homeless population lives in California. And most of the people who live in California who are homeless not because there's not enough room to build buildings, but because restrictive covenants on building prevent developers from building affordable housing because environmentalists are scared that if too many people have an apartment, the earth might die. So people are never held accountable for their actions when they're in government. And I think that they should be. And then we have President Trump, who hasn't done anything wrong, who the Democrats want to hold accountable for kicking the stuffing out of Hillary Clinton in 2016. And so everything's just upside down, bizarro world. And whatever I can do to maintain a sense of normalcy, I'm going to do it. So that means not watching 18 hours of their garbage, just reading the summaries and watching the clips and just trying to make sure that if there was anything, I would care, Mark. I would care if the president had actually bribed or forced someone or coerced someone or committed a high crime or misdemeanor. I would care about that. But we know he didn't do that, and so I'm just tired of them wasting my time.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a great way to put that in perspective, Stacey. I heard Hakeem Jeffries yesterday say, what this president has done makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. I'm sorry, did this president go back and erase tapes and, you know, try to cover up a break-in at DNC headquarters? The ridiculousness of it is amazing, and it all gets back to their ability to take to the bank the fact that most Americans don't pay attention and don't know their history. So there are people who will swallow that hook, line, and sinker because they don't know any better.
Well, okay, so Richard Nixon, I mean, that's a part of our history that, first of all, we should know it well, yes. And we should be concerned if anyone else were to take those extraordinary actions. But I have to point out, historically speaking, the reason that Republicans are much less likely to commit acts like that than Democrats is because of Richard Nixon, Because of the actions taken by Republicans in leadership and this entire shame that was attached to the Republican Party after Nixon stepped down. It made it really difficult for people to get away with the kind of stuff we see so routinely on the left. And I just want to know, again, I'm back to accountability. When do we see Hunter Biden drug in there? When do we see Joe Biden brought in for his discussion about getting someone fired in the Ukraine for looking into prosecuting his son for doing wrong deals over there in the Ukraine? And the millions upon millions upon millions of dollars that have flowed through certain families, Clinton, Biden, and others. Look at Harry Reid. I mean, there are books that have been written. Michelle Malkin has written them. Tucker Carlson touched on it in Book of Fools. There are so many documented, well-documented, the history is there. The information is there. We know the corruption is rampant, and it is it's a little heavy on the Democrat side. I'm not saying there aren't corrupt Republicans, but the Democrats have a real, like a corner on partying it up in D.C. at the expense of taxpayers and connecting their jobs and access to their power to enriching themselves. When do we see someone held accountable for that? The prosecution of Mike Flynn is another glaring example of people being punished for who they're connected to or made an example of for getting in the face of someone who was a little bit too powerful and well-connected for that person's own good. So President Trump is going to be prosecuted. And if the Democrats could, they'd have Ivanka Trump up there. They have Don Jr. They'd be prosecuting the whole family. They'd even have Barron and Melania on a court somewhere sitting there sworn in talking about whatever they think they've done wrong. We need to start looking at the people who've actually committed crimes and hold them accountable, because otherwise everybody else out here in hinterland where we dwell, we kind of have to wonder, why are we paying attention to the speed limit and paying our taxes and towing the line so judiciously? Mostly because we're people of integrity. It's not the law that's making us do that. It's because we want to be right. But there is a point where people stop caring about following the law if the elites don't have to follow it.
Yeah, and it's a great point. And I'm short on time. I've got about a minute left. But let's talk about what's important. In Virginia last night, the Senate voted to advance the red flag law, along with all of the other restrictive gun laws that they're about to push on the American people. I hope that everyone paid attention to the huge number of Second Amendment supporters that showed up in Richmond this week.
So I knew a lot of people on the ground there in Richmond, and it was beautiful. And all I got to say is 2021 seems like it's a long time away. But people of Virginia should remember that they have two opportunities to right the wrongs that are happening to them. I mentioned last time I talked to you, it was only 10,000 votes that gave the Democrats power, and it won't take that many votes to take it back. So Virginians have to remember this sense of absolute disenfranchisement this fall for the presidential elections, and in 2021 when they have a chance to change their legislature again. And if that fails, they should go ahead and accept the offer from West Virginia and move their counties into West Virginia. I think it's a viable option. They should do it.
I saw that. That's a great idea. Stacey Washington, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet. StaceyOnTheRight.com is her website. Be sure you're following her on Twitter as well. Good stuff. Hey, let's get to a break. You know what we haven't talked about this morning?
What's that?
The coronavirus, which has landed on U.S. shores. Should you be concerned? We'll chat about it up next.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
It's 7:47 and 24 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Denise Schaefer, and here are a few of the local stories we're following this morning. A St. Louis Aldermanic committee will hear testimony today on a bill that would prevent domestic abusers from carrying a concealed gun. Hundreds of charter school students, parents, and staff members will be at the Missouri State Capitol today for a rally leading up to National School Choice Week. A plan for Bi-State to take over the Loop Trolley means it would be incorporated into the metro system under a four-year agreement. In sports, after 2 years with the Cardinals, outfielder Marcelo Zuna has reached a one-year, $18 million deal with the Braves. The report brought to you by the Associated Press. Check out the newest podcast from the Associated Press, Ground Game, hosted by AP's digital editor Megan Crane. Ground Game is a weekly conversation with AP reporters and guests about the top political issues around the country, available on Apple Podcasts. It's 7:48 and 24 degrees at 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. 2020 is officially underway, and if you're even considering buying a home this year, you need to act now. You need to be pre-approved by a strong mortgage lender like the Home Loan Expert. We have a full digital mortgage, lower rates on more loan programs, and we can get you closed and in your new dream home in 14 days. It's never too early to be pre-approved, and it only takes 5 minutes at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey, callagers.com is the website you need to remember. If you need the furnace fixed in a hurry, call Agers. If you need a new unit, call Agers, because they've got some great rebates going on right now. Listen, you're going to love Brian Agers. He's the guy that started the business, right? And he started it because customer service is his goal, and it's what he saw missing in a lot of these heating and air conditioning services that are being offered out there. What does he do? He makes sure he doesn't sub out his crews, keeps them well stocked, makes sure they're there within a 30-minute window to take care of your problem, and they'll let you know who's coming, a picture of the individual who's coming, how long they've been in the business, so that you know who's knocking on your door. You can even track them on the way over. It's fantastic. They've just updated their website with some of the latest technology. It's interactive, so go check them out at callagers.com and let them know they've got up to $2,100 in rebates right now from Lennox if you combine it with Spire and Ameren. So tell Brian that's what you're interested in. Callagers.com.
Traffic from the Ambassador Floor Company Traffic Center.
Traffic at this hour, well, we're still stacked up, although things are looking better. On eastbound 70, it's still a slow go, a little bit, headed for the Blanchett Bridge and through 141. Mainly it's slow now at 270 as well. Then things open up into downtown. Now, drivers have used 364 as an alternate, so a little extra volume there as you head toward the Veterans Memorial Bridge this morning. Now, eastbound 64 is slow at Lake St. Louis. Some volume through Chesterfield Valley. Then things look better. The westbound traffic is slow from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Northbound 270 stacked up 55 through Manchester. Eastbound Highway 30 is slow at 270. Heavy volume eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. And if you're headed in from Illinois, slow pockets westbound 5564 from the 70 split across the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Sue Thomas with traffic on 97.1 FM.